Hey girls, good morning. This is Darla Shine, happy housewife. It's the beginning of a new week. I feel great. I am so excited. I have a great guest for you. I'm going to get to our guest in a minute, but I want you all to realize that this is the beginning of our lives. Right now, stepping forward, we are going to take our weight, our health, our families in control. We have the power. We're not even tapping into all of the power that we possess. And we are happy housewives. We have everything that we need for happiness. So we are going to start moving towards being content, being wise, and I'm going to help you do that. And we're going to have a series of guests on to create the whole woman, which is what we are. Okay, we're not just mothers. We are going to be whole women. We're going to be sexually satisfied. We're going to look great. We're going to feel great. And I'm going to help you do that. Now, today I have this guest that I've been trying to get on for a long time. Her name is Roxanne Cafora. Dr. Roxanne Cafora, welcome to the Happy Housewives Club podcast.
Oh, it's great to be here, Darla. Wonderful morning.
I'm very excited to have you. And let me just tell my members, first of all, Dr. Cafora, let me tell you that this is the Happy Housewives Club, and this is like real radio. I am in my kitchen. I used to be a national radio host, and now I just do it from my kitchen on my own time. And so it could be crazy. The dogs could bark. The kids could come running down. It's all part of our lives. And what I am and what my members are is we are housewives. We're stay-at-home moms. And we're trying to juggle everything and, you know, stay under control. But let me tell you what's going on, Dr. Cafora, is many of my members have been writing me and posting on the website that they feel anxiety, overwhelmed, that they're going through hormone changes, that their doctors are prescribing them all these synthetic hormones. And so when I started to read this, I said, I need to get on Dr. Roxanne Cafora, because you are one of the few doctors in this country who are dealing with bioidentical hormones. So I want you to tell us about that. What are bioidentical hormones?
Okay, bioidentical hormones are hormones that are naturally compounded by a licensed pharmacist, which is more, the hormones that are used are more compatible to your body's own DNA. So synthetic hormones are usually extracted from horse's urine, which is a different DNA than ours. And okay, once that goes into the body, it causes a reaction. Also, with bioidentical hormones, there are three estrogens in a woman's body. The most common estrogen that causes breast stimulation and uterine stimulation is estradiol. And that estradiol is not used in compounded formulas. Each woman has a different amount of estrogen in her body, and each woman produces different amounts of estrogen. So these formulas are customized according to the estrogen that a woman produces.
Okay, you know, you're losing me, doctor. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because as a woman, I'm being told by my gynecologist in the medical establishment that, you know, if you're going through these hormone changes, put the patch on or take a pill or take progesterone. And what I'm understanding, the only thing that I really know, and tell me if I'm getting this right, is that the bioidentical hormones are made from plants, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So they're more healthy for our body.
That's correct.
But let me ask you, and I always have on Dr. Furman, and I'm always trying to get this answer. Why are the conventional doctors so afraid to try these new and innovative things? So when we say bioidentical hormones, it's a natural hormone,
correct,
not a man-made hormone.
That's correct.
But why are there only 100 of you prescribing this? What is going on? Why are people not allowing this to happen?
Yes, I find myself also in practicing medicine. I'm board certified in family medicine, board certified in anti-aging medicine and functional medicine. And I find a lot of physicians are practicing medicine from 10 years ago. A lot has occurred in the medical field over the past 10 years. And as physicians, they have to continue to educate themselves and be involved with the new things that are coming out, and especially with women's health care.
Isn't it the case? See, I think it's that most of the doctors are being paid off by the pharmaceuticals.
Doctors aren't paid by pharmaceuticals. They do have luncheons and things like that. But
and
years
trips.
Ago, yeah, well, they used to. That did stop in the pharmaceutical industry about 6 to 7 years ago. It's the big market, you know. It's the stock market. It's big pharmaceutical companies that drive the markets. You look at the stocks of Merck and Pfizer and all those, and that's why these drugs are pushed out there. But women have to educate themselves on what's available for them.
Well, these natural bioidentical hormones, it's starting to get in the limelight. You know, Suzanne Summers has her book out.
Yes, yes.
And she has Ageless. She also had 40 and Beautiful, or whatever that other one was.
The Sexy Years.
The Sexy Years. She's like the first person introducing this. But, you know, my moms in my club, I have my members, and they're going to look at Suzanne Summers, and just like I would, and say, you know what? She's a multimillionaire. She's a movie star. Of course she can get all of this.
Right.
What is the average woman, what are we to do?
I think the average woman, I mean, that you should look in your area for a doctor that practices anti-aging or functional medicine. In New York, there are not many, but around the United States, there are. There are more in the Midwest, especially down south and on the West Coast in California. They could go on the A4M, it's Anti-Aging Academy. I believe it's .com. I could get that back to you, Darla, exactly where they can go for that information of a list of doctors that are trained in this.
Right. Okay, so let's now go back. Now that we, discussed this a little bit, let's take it a step back. Let's go all the way to nature. In nature, I believe, and I think you believe because I've read some of the material you have out there, that God has made our bodies these whole entities. What can a woman do as a woman is approaching 35 and 40? What could we do just naturally in our everyday lives to help boost our hormones naturally and live healthier, through what we eat? I'll tell you, I'm Italian. So, I have all these old wives' Italian tales, but I think that they're true. Like fennel works on certain things. So, certain berries work. I'm always telling my girls to drink noni juice because it's a natural herb that, regulates your hormones. So what could you tell us to do every day on a natural level?
Yes, that's a great question, Darla. I think, number one is diet. And like you said, you're from an Italian descent. Actually, the Mediterranean diet happens to be an excellent diet. In Italy, they actually eat very natural foods. They pick the fruit right off of the tree and eat it. And that's how we have to start thinking. A lot of our foods are processed. They're added with hormones, which stimulate our hormones, stimulate our children's hormones. If we're drinking regular milk and not looking at organic products or eating vegetables that have been fertilized, these are all things that go into our system. If we would first start off with just dietary, I always tell my patients it doesn't cost money to control your diet. You just have to make good choices. So go out there and buy organically grown fruits. Go out and look for organic meats. I say to my patients to stay lean, green, and colorful. Eat lean meats, chicken, fish, or turkey, and preferably organically raised chicken and turkey. With the lean meats, green leafy vegetables, so eat as many greens as you can, and colorful. When you look at your plate and look at it lean green, add a little color, some tomatoes, some carrots, and that's how your plate should look. And that would decrease the amount of estradiol, which is the bad estrogen, to get into our bodies and cause stimulation. So that's number one is diet. Number two is to have your hormones checked by your physician. Get your levels checked.
But is that
checked.
Part of a physical? I can't remember anyone checking my hormones.
Yeah, you can request it from your primary care.
Why should we be requesting it? Why is there not at your physical, if you're a woman, why isn't this something that would be done?
It's outrageous that it's not. It's outrageous that men could go into a doctor and get a PSA done for his prostate, and a woman goes in, and what do? They're just checking cholesterol and not checking hormones.
Well, first of all, I want to throw this out there. I want to tell all my members, don't go to a male doctor. I think that no woman should go to a male doctor, period, honestly. And I'm going to tell you that a couple of years ago, I was feeling, my heart palpitating. I was feeling, crazy. And I went to my family practitioner, who is a man, and he's like, oh, honey, you're just a mother. Calm yourself down. Go home and have a glass of wine. This was exactly what he said to me, this jerk.
That's horrible. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I went and had more tests done, and I actually had a heart problem where one of my cords was torn and my heart was beating rapid beating because I had a heart problem. But I was shunned off because I'm a woman. So women in this country, I think that we're just treated like secondary citizens.
Yeah, I agree with you, Darla. Women have to be, again, in control of their health care. And unfortunately, in this country, people do have to put their own health care and educate themselves into their own hands and then present it to their physician. And hopefully that physician will be open-minded enough to say, hey, yeah, let me look into this. Let me check that. But hormones are easy to check. It's a simple blood test. And in some areas, you can have saliva testing done.
But what do they ask for? They just say, test my hormones?
Yes, you would ask for an estrogen level, a progesterone level, a testosterone level. And then there's two hormones in the brain, FSH and LH. And that's a simple baseline test. It should be done approximately 14 to 18 days after the first day of your period, if you are perimenopausal or if you're still menstruating.
What does this mean, perimenopause? I keep reading about perimenopause.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is perimenopause? Does this mean? I mean, because I see that if you could start being perimenopause in your 30s.
Yes.
Tell me
about
that.
Yes, perimenopause starts around 35 years old or before, and that is when one of your hormones start to decline. The first one is called progesterone. When progesterone starts to decline, this is our calming hormone. This one makes us calm. So when progesterone starts to go down, you'll get irritable, you'll have decreased sleep at night, you can get weight gain, you could have morning fatigue. You could feel just what patients say to me. I just feel like things are coming out of my skin. I just can't control my anxiety. So anxiety is a very big thing.
I did try to choke my husband when I was 35. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
He was sleeping, and I found my hands around his neck in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I tried to strangle him.
Yes, those are the big PMS symptoms. And for some reason, we just want to strangle our family. Somehow, some way, we're pretty good to the outside world, but when we come home, we can't stand them. So.
But doctor, this is a serious issue, but in this country, it's not taken seriously. And this is why I defend some of the women, like the woman who killed her five babies, who drowned her babies.
Oh, that was progesterone deficiency. That was sad.
Andrea Yates. And I say no mother in her right mind would have done that. She was depressed. She had.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. She had severe postpartum depression. And if that woman's progesterone level would have been checked, and if she would have been put on a simple progesterone pill or progesterone cream, that would not have happened. I treat postpartum depression with progesterone, not with Zoloft.
All right, excuse me. Let's stop right there and pick it up from that. Mm-hmm. I have at least 24 members of my website right now who are in severe depression.
Ugh.
They're taking – what is the big drug that they're taking?
Either Celexa.
Celexa,
right.
Or
Prozac, Paxil.
Zoloft. That's what they're taking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm big on, you know, everyone made fun of Tom Cruise when he said he's anti all of this medicine. But I'm anti all this medicine, too. I think that there has to be a natural way to cure this.
Mm-hmm. There's a role for medicine, you know, but you need to look at what happened in that person's life. What caused them to be depressed. So it's the cause of disease, not treating the depression, finding out the cause. And part of
they had babies.
Right. So the cause could be, most of the time, postpartum is hormonal. Your body goes through a major hormonal change during pregnancy and after pregnancy. And if we would just check that first, along with other things in the body, such as thyroid, which is another hormone that also goes out of control after having a child. If we would just check those things and correct those early on, it may prevent someone from going on medication.
All right, so this is a good thing. Now, listen, are you saying, doctor, that the guy, this could be a law. I mean, we could go to Washington and try and get this changed, because what I think you're saying and what I think should happen is, shouldn't it be part of the gynecological obstetrician regime that when a woman's pregnant, they check her hormone levels along the way to make sure that she's not going to kill her baby afterwards?
I think right when a woman has a child, you know, there should be some discussion on risk factors with depression postpartum. These women who have postpartum depression usually have experienced depression in their life prior to having the baby. So that should be discussed in a regular obstetrician consultation. And hormones should definitely be done after if there are indications that this patient is suffering from depression. Hormone levels should definitely be done, and they're not being done.
What do you say? I happen to know a girl who has been on antidepressants for about 10 years. She's severely depressed, and she's in constant care. In fact, I encouraged her to write about it, and she has a book coming out in January talking about this. But she's still in constant care. She has chronic depression, and so basically, I'm going to have her go to you, Dr. Kafoura, because this is amazing news to me that all of this could basically be solved through hormone replacement instead of just giving the girls a Band-Aid to calm down their depression.
And it's not only hormonal. If they are deficient in the brain, in serotonin, epinephrine, these are all hormones in the brain. So it may not necessarily be ovarian hormones, which is estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, but brain hormone. And there are tests to be done today that can check your hormone levels in your brain.
This is the first I'm hearing about that.
And serotonin. Yeah. So you could detect serotonin deficiency, and that would be a person that would need Zoloft. And you could check that in your urine, in doing urine testing. But doctors are not educated enough to know that, you know, these are things that are available out there for us to test and help the patient, you know, achieve optimal wellness.
All right, let me ask you another thing. I have a lot of women, of course, who write to me and say that they have lost their libido. They're, you know, in their late 30s, they're in their 40s, they're telling me they're tired because of the children, but they have no sexual interest anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on with those girls?
Okay, most of the time that's either progesterone or testosterone. If that woman is experiencing vaginal dryness, that's from estrogen. So right away with vaginal dryness, that's estrogen. Anyone experiencing any low libido, that's testosterone. Anyone experiencing weight gain or fluid retention, that could be progesterone. So these things should be checked because, again, formulas can be formulated to that person individually and for their individual needs.
What if you have burning, like in your vagina?
Yes, that's estrogen deficiency. So estrogen lubricates our vaginal area. As we get older and we lose our estrogen, the vaginal area becomes dry, and it causes actually microscopic cracks. And that's what causes the pain and the discomfort during intercourse and the frequency of urinary tract infections. And an estrogen cream can be used vaginally to help lubricate that area and also increase the amount of estrogen in the vaginal area to make it more comfortable.
Now, I want to ask you a couple of questions. I've been reading about this, and Dr. Furman said it the other day, and I spoke to you about this one day. The link between estrogen and cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us about that? Like, you know, I'm hearing so much that cancer is caused by diet, but now I've heard lately that cancer is caused by estrogen. So clarify that for us.
Yes, absolutely. The belief in functional medicine and all the research that's been done in functional medicine, it's the imbalance of hormones that cause cancer. And that is when estrogen is very high and your other hormones, progesterone and testosterone, are low. Then the certain estrogen, which is that strong estrogen I explained before, that estradiol, that's the one that attaches to breast tissue and uterine tissue. So women will get fibrocystic breasts. They'll get stimulation of the breast, stimulation of the uterus, irregular bleeding, fibroid uteruses. So this is definitely a predominance of estrogen. And the treatment for that can be to balance that hormone. Again, in your late 30s, when you start to drop progesterone, that's one of the first hormones we start to add on to a woman's regimen in a cream form to make the estrogen and the progesterone balanced. And again, it's the balancing of your hormones.
Okay, so women, as soon as they turn what age do you think that they need to go get checked for their hormone levels? Is it 30 or is it 35?
Well, I think any time where they're experiencing a difference in their body. I mean, I have a couple of 28-year-olds in my practice that I have on hormonal therapy. I have people in their early 30s. So it depends. When you start feeling changes in your body, you start to feel irritable, you can't sleep. And, of course, there's stress factors in life and all of, you know, everyone who's listening, they know it's, you know, majority of people live a stressful life. But you'll notice things in your body, the weight gain, the fluid retention, the lack of sleep, the decreased sex drive. It's endless. Estrogen alone has 400 functions in your body. And when I tell women that, they go, 400? Yes, 400 functions. So why aren't obstetricians checking this level?
If it controls
so much because in our body.
Because that industry is ran by men, primarily. Yeah. That's
right.
What it is. If a man's if a man's dick was just getting all crackled, and if it was getting crackled, itchy, and burnt up,
absolutely,
if it was burning, you're telling me if Bob Dole's penis was burning on fire every day, in 2 minutes
you're
100% there would be a cure.
Right, Doll.
There would be a cure. You know,
that's
and it's so ridiculous and it's so upsetting. So I am demanding that all of my moms, I want you to demand this from your doctors. We're going to write letters. I want you to write your Congress people, your representatives, after Election Day. We need to start a movement to say we demand that women be treated as equals, not just in the workforce. See, this is why the feminist movement, I think, has dropped the ball. All mm-hmm. they care about is equal pay. And right. what about equal health care? Why is insurance cover Viagra, but it doesn't always cover the pill? It doesn't
Absolutely.
Cover the CA-125 test. Girls, CA-125 can detect ovarian cancer, but most insurance companies do not cover that test. Dr. Gafura, you don't know me well enough because I just am ranting and raving, and I get crazy over this. But now
well, I'll
you...
just tell you, Doll, we need more people like you. It's wonderful. I've been on your website. Absolutely wonderful. You are contributing a lot to women, and it's excellent, beautiful to see. And keep on doing what you're doing, and I'm backing you 100%, especially with the healthcare issue with women, 100%. So
well,
sock it to you. You're the best.
Thank you. Thank you. And, girls,
you're welcome.
I want you to read more about Dr. Roxanne Cafora. We're going to have you on again, Doctor. But your website is the wellnessadvantages.net website.
That's correct.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put that up on my main page. So, girls, you don't have to type it in. You'll just be able to click and go right to it. And I want to have you on next time. I want to talk about this ADHD, this new information that's coming out saying that it's really caused by diet.
Yes.
So can you just give us like a couple sentence teaser for next time about that, what's going on? Because
well,
I have a lot of moms who are dealing with this with their children.
Tune into Dollar Show because there is a lot of information on ADHD, which recently was presented to me at a scientific conference 2 weeks ago. So I'd be very happy to share it with all of your viewers, Dollar.
Right. And you said that it has to do with diet, but is it also autism related also, the diet?
That's correct. Autism, ADHD, and ADD.
All right, so
we're
going to talk about that next week. Okay, moms?
Absolutely.
All right, Dr. Roxanne Cafora of www.wellnessadvantages.net, thank you for being on, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Doll. It was my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.